You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Delighted to have in the studio with me Sarah Holcomb, who is Director of Audiology and owner-operator of Sonus Hearing Care. Welcome, Sarah. Nice to have you here.
Oh, thank you to have me here.
I go out on the phone to so many folks. It's fun to have someone in the studio with me. There are several things about Sonus Hearing Care that interested me. One of the first is kind of the way you approach it. You kind of approach the whole process of finding out that you're needing hearing aids and how to go about it. You approach it differently than I've seen in the past.
We try to. We're trying to make people feel really comfortable with the whole process, trying to make them get educated on all the technologies, all the information that's about hearing loss, so that they can make an educated decision and what if they're going to get hearing aids or if they're going to just wait for a while, watch, wait, and see. Whatever the process is, we want them to feel comfortable with it and know the information.
And for some folks, it may sound, you know, kind of like a silly question. You know, how do you know you need help? You need an aid in hearing. But I'm guessing that's not a silly question because you may not realize it, although people around you may.
That's exactly right. Sometimes it's the other people that notice first the hearing loss. People may notice that they're starting to say what and huh a little bit more often, because the most common kind of hearing loss is one that affects more high pitches. And when hearing loss happens there, we tend to lose our clarity of speech. So we hear someone talk, but we don't always understand what they're saying. And when we lose that, we just think, well, maybe they're just mumbling, or maybe I'm not paying enough attention to what somebody is saying, and maybe I just need to focus more. And really, it's just as simple as a hearing loss that's causing the problem.
So people can make life, their quality of life, a whole lot easier by, when some of these things start to happen, be proactive rather than reactive and just go in and get testing and so forth. And I assume you do that as well.
Yes, absolutely. That's the first step, is to really get a good test and find out what's really happening with the hearing and see if it really is hearing loss contributing to the problem or if there's something else going on. But
I imagine sometimes you can find other issues during a check, doing an audiology check.
Well, sometimes we find it simple wax. Sometimes it's some middle ear fluid. They just had a cold that's affecting their hearing. Most of the time it's not, but we rule those things out. We want to make sure that those aren't contributing to the problem. And if they are, we want to get them to the right place to get that fixed.
And oftentimes when we think of hearing loss, we think of older folks traditionally, but that's not always the case.
Not always, yeah. It's hitting people younger and younger, especially when we talk about baby boomers who had been exposed to a lot of noise. Noise is over the years just contributes to a lot more hearing loss, and especially to those high pitches that are hard for us to hear.
So when our folks were telling us, turn it down, they were right?
They were
right. Oh, boy. So that still goes with the iPods and so forth. Now instead of it being cranked up in your bedroom or, you know, in the car radio, it's now right in your ear. Is that causing even more problems?
They're looking at some studies and some information. They're saying it is causing some problems, partly because they're not plugging up the ears, so kids tend to turn the volume up quite a bit more because they want to hear just their music. They don't want to hear all that other stuff. And when that happens, then they're putting in a lot of sound pressure level into the ears, and it's could eventually cause some hearing loss.
Boy, we don't really think about the stuff we're doing at the time we're doing it.
We're invincible, right?
Yeah, there you go. I know you and I are, right?
Right.
The new technology, I think people would be stunned to hear about some of the new technology available, and that may stop some people before they know about it from going in and checking. They may think they need something large that everybody can see on the ear, but that has changed so much.
Oh, changed huge. We've gotten smaller and smaller hearing aids. We're able to get them virtually invisible in people's ears. Their comfort level is so much different because we don't have to have big things plugging the ears up. We're able to control for whistling so much better. The sound quality is so much better. Hearing and noise is so much better. It's not perfect, but it is dramatically improved.
And what you I've heard you when we've had a chance to speak before. I love that you're doing a kind of a course, and that's what you call it. And why don't you describe what this course to kind of help people learn about the process is?
Well, the course really takes people right from the beginning of, here's how we test hearing, here's what the results would look like. like? And then start talking about some of the technology and what the different features are of the hearing aids. So they can look and say, well, gee, that feature seems really interesting. That seems to fit my lifestyle. I better have something with that. So then they're more proactive in the process of choosing the hearing aid. They're more a part of the process, and then they're making the decision. It's not some person behind the screen saying, this is the hearing aid you must have, and it's the perfect one, and they just walk away assuming it is, but it may or may not be. But this way, they're a part of that process.
And so they can get on this early on, as you kind of alluded to earlier. They can get on, come in and start the process, find a comfort level, work with the highly, you know, a great trained staff and of professionals, and really end up with a custom approach to this.
That's exactly what we're looking for, a custom approach. Yep, it's individualized for every single person.
And I can only imagine it takes away the pressure and, my word, like the fear of what you're getting into here. Because, I mean, for a lot of folks, it means, oh, I'm getting old. I need a hearing aid. And I imagine once you get into it, you discover that's not what it's about. It's about a quality of life issue.
That's exactly right. It is a quality of life. And what people tend to do when they get some hearing loss is they tend to kind of retreat from the activities that they love to do. They retreat from their family members. And family members get hurt by that. In fact, I'll share a story with my dad. We fit him with some new hearing aids and took him to lunch afterwards. And he was following the conversation right to the T. And I it's been years since he's been able to do that. And it hit me, as it's number of years I've been doing this, to sit there and go, oh, my goodness, this is not my dad not paying attention or not following or not interested in what I'm saying. He wasn't hearing me. And with these new technology and new hearing aids, he was following. I mean, I teared up. It was really emotional for the family members.
And this is for you, who is a hearing care professional.
Mm-hmm.
So it just goes to show when it's happening in your own family. He was just not hearing. He wasn't not interested.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I would recognize it faster than anyone. But when it's your, sometimes when you're that close to it, you don't see it. But it really plays a dramatic effect on the whole family and just how they all communicate. And I find it sad to see some of the seniors get pulled away from their family members because they don't want to go to the family events because there's too many people, or they don't understand the small children anymore.
And hearing aids now can be kind of customized to what you're looking for in terms of noise levels. Like sometimes I'll be out with folks and they say, oh, I can't go there because there's too much background noise. Things can kind of be customized that way too to various situations.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, there's some of the technology of things like what they use, directional microphones, things to try and help you hear the person you're facing much better than the noise behind you. So we just do a different program and set the hearing aid differently for when they're in that background noise situation.
And once people have been through this course, what is the feedback you get back from them?
Well, I'm getting that they're not feeling pressured, which is nice, and that they're feeling like they're getting some information and understanding the technology a little bit better. So they have a much better feel of what they're getting into. So they're not just going and spending this money and they don't know what they're getting. They're getting a pretty good idea of what they're getting and what they're paying for and what the features are.
Now, I'm sure we've intrigued a lot of folks, Sarah. Where can people go to get some more information on this? And going to a website may be a first step that's comfortable for them to get familiar.
The Sonus website is www.sonus, it's SONUS.com. And if you just put in a zip code, it'll get real close to the particular location, because we've got four locations in the Lansing area, and you can actually schedule an appointment right through the website too if you choose to do that. Or else you can call our number. We have 517-489-7169, and we have one of our staff specifically set to answer that call to answer any questions for you.
Very good. And how often do you do these courses? Do you set them up periodically, or you're always able to kind of jump in?
And these are all individual courses, so it's a one-on-one. So we'll take each person through at the pace that they want to go through.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And now that part even I didn't know. I thought I'd done my homework, Sarah. You got me there, and I appreciate that. So how long does that vary as well for the individual is the process that they go through?
We tend to schedule about an hour-long appointment, maybe an hour and a half, and some people want a little bit longer, and that's fine. We'll take as long as they need to get the answers they have about questions, or we can answer their questions about hearing aids or hearing loss. So we just try and tailor it right to each person.
Well, it certainly is about patient-centered care. That is for certain. That's I'm hearing loud and clear. Pardon the pun.
Yes.
Pardon the pun. Sarah, I so appreciate your time this evening. Why don't we give them one more time the website?
It's www.sonus.com.
Very good. And the phone number I happened to write down is 517-489-7169. I sure appreciate your time tonight. I think we may have allayed some fears for some folks out there and given them a direction.
I hope so.
I thank you for coming in this evening.
Thank you very much.
Sarah Holcomb, Director of Audiology and owner-operator at Sonus Hearing Care Professionals here in the Lansing area. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.